Stargazer time. What's happening in our dark island skies and the massive universe around our tiny planet? As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for the bright planet Venus in our evening skies towards the southwest after sunset. The moon this week will be passing through its full phase, meaning that stargazing for those faint and mysterious objects will be rather challenging indeed.
Something very exciting on the Christopher Phillips radar, and that would be, and make sure I have this right, the birth of a new star.
Absolutely. It's very exciting. Astronomers have made an unprecedented prediction for a cosmic pileup that will dominate the skies in 2020. It is a celestial smash the likes of which we have never seen. The collision of two stars that in their final moments will form a bright new star. A star that will become the brightest star in our night sky.
How is this going to happen, Christopher?
The weird thing about the birth of this new star is that it has already happened, but it happened so far away that the light from that collision will reach us in 2020. The star itself is around 1,700 light years away, meaning that when this cosmic crash occurred, the Roman Empire was still alive and kicking.
Is this something we can see any of now?
It is, but only through a telescope, as the stars are quite faint. But if you had a telescope, you could find them in the constellation of Cygnus the Swan.
And who did the discovery?
It was a team from Calvin College, Michigan, using the Apache Point Observatory.
And does that mean these stars are going to become a lot brighter when they collide?
Indeed they will. Their collision will form a red novae, and their brightness will increase by around 10,000 times.
Is this going to be a permanent fixture in the sky?
Unfortunately, our brand new star will only be with us temporarily. It will gradually decrease in brightness after the initial explosion, and will even become too faint to see. The most incredible aspect of this event is the fact that we will be able to go outside under the night sky and actually watch it happen. We will never see anything like this again in our lifetimes.
And if it happens during the day?
Oh, yeah, right. Then you're not going to see it.
Well, here's hoping that it comes during some dark hours, right?
Absolutely.
It's Christopher Phillips and another enlightening and fun stargazer. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.